Kristen Eggerling. Kristen lives in Hallock, Minnesota. She's the mother of two and a freelance writer in Northwest Minnesota. And she has written a book for children. As we head to Hallock, Minnesota, we're joined by Kristen Eggerling. If I can be nosy, where were you born and raised?
I grew up in Williamsburg, Iowa, which is southeastern Iowa.
And how did you find your way to Minnesota?
I went to college at Augsburg College in Minneapolis, where I met my husband, and never expected to end up in northwestern Minnesota, but here I am.
Okay. And background on you. What's your background experiences in life?
Well, I have a bachelor's degree in sociology and a master's degree in sociology. I went to the University of Manitoba to get my master's degree. I've worked in a variety of careers throughout my adulthood. I was at the Minnesota Senate for a few years for the Environment and Ag Funding Committee. I've worked in public health administration. I've done some watershed education, communications work. I sit on a number of boards throughout the region and statewide.
So your roots are in Minnesota, despite being an Iowan, right?
I've lived in Minnesota longer than I ever lived in Iowa.
Yeah. Well, you're an author, and we're talking to you about your work as a writer. And if I can ask, when did you first have an inkling or an idea that you wanted to become a writer?
I didn't grow up expecting to be a writer. It came later in life. When I was in grad school, I had to do a lot of writing. I had to write a thesis. And that was probably the introduction for me, and then just other writing that I did since then. I had to do a lot of writing when I was at the Minnesota Senate, constituent letters and other things. Just decided I really enjoyed writing.
What do you enjoy about it? What attracts you to writing?
Well, the creative part of it is great. Getting it out and then editing. And editing is very painful, but I really enjoy it.
Okay. What I call pruning, right?
That's right. Yeah. Editing takes a lot more time than the actual writing.
Sure. Would you describe your style of writing?
I am a pretty straightforward writer. The book that I have published a year ago is for children, and it's a nonfiction book, and I found that I like writing nonfiction. I like telling someone else's story and telling it in a straightforward manner that's clear.
So you like concise and to the point. And as you were developing your skills as a writer, did you have any influences or mentors in your life?
You know, as I was writing my book, I had a lot of authors help me and mentor me. And writers are very kind and willing to help you. And I found that very helpful, I guess.
Let's talk about your book again. The title is what?
Breath of Wilderness, The Life of Sigrid Olson. People get confused. Sigrid Olson is also a clothing designer. So sometimes when I say it's about Sigrid Olson, they say, oh, I have some of her clothes. Different person.
That explains it. All right. Well, without spilling too many beans, give us an idea of what the book's about, the flavor of your book.
Sure. The book is about Sig's life. Sig was born in 1899. He was from Wisconsin originally, but he came to Minnesota and fell in love with northern Minnesota in the wilderness and fought many battles to save the wilderness over in the Ely area was where he lived. And he had a love of writing, and he discovered that he could write and convince people to stand up and save the wilderness through his writing.
So your book reflects your time spent working with natural resources and the environment.
Yes.
And would you consider him to be someone you admire?
Very much. You know, after you asked me the question about mentors, even though I never met Sig, he died in 1982, and that was before I moved to Minnesota. He's very much a mentor of mine. I admire, he's a hero to me.
And since the book has been released, what kind of feedback have you had, Kristen?
I've had great feedback. There's a real need right now to connect kids with the outdoors. They're not spending enough time outside. And my hope is that my book is one way to show kids how the outdoors is so appealing and the adventure that you can find outdoors.
And does your book have illustrations?
No illustrations, more photos and copies of documents.
Is this something that could be used in a classroom?
Yes, it could.
Okay.
And some classrooms do use it.
Oh, good. How has the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council been of assistance for you in your endeavors in writing?
Well, I actually received a grant while I was working on my book.
Mm-hmm.
And so I used some of the monies to attend a writing conference at the Loft in Minneapolis on children's literature.
Mm-hmm.
And I also used some of the monies to go and interview Sig's son, who lives in Wisconsin, and about the book and about Sig's life.
And in general, too, in working with the Arts Council and Mara and the folks there, how important is the Arts Council in promoting authors and artists and musicians and dancers in the region?
Oh, I think it's very important. It's probably the biggest resource that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Just over the weekend, they put together a writer's workshop at the Campbell Library in East Grand Forks. And then we had tables set up over at the store that they have in East Grand Forks, where we were able to sell our books and meet with the public and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to have those venues, isn't it?
It is. It's nice to be able to connect with other authors and to have assistance.
Well, again, if you would, plug your book, the title of your book, and how folks can get a hold of it.
It's called Breath of Wilderness, A Life of Sigrid Olsen. It's written for ages 8 to 12, but I've had a lot of older people tell me they like the size of it. It's easy to pick up and learn about Sig's life without investing too much time.
Okay.
So I think it's appealing for people of all ages. Obviously, you can buy it online at Amazon, but I would like to promote local independent bookstores. You can get it in any of those stores. If they don't have it, they can order it in.
Okay, so contact your local independent bookstore. It's also available at Amazon.com. And I tell you, when it comes to the arts and culture of the area, you're an example of how you apply practical experience, practical knowledge and life experiences into something like this. And I think it's wonderful.
Thank you.
And by the way, do you happen to have a website?
I do have a website. It's just KristinEggerling.com.
Would you spell that out for us?
KristinEggerling. And I've got a Facebook page, too, and that's called Breath of Wilderness.
Kristen, thank you so much again.
Thanks for having me.
Kristen Eggerling on Pioneer 90.1, part of the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council update. To contact the Arts Council, give them a call in Warren. Their phone number is area code 218-745-9111, 745-9111. Their website is northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org, and they'll be posting our chat online on their website at northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org.